Spin your ears back right for some joy and delight. This is Story Zest with your sparkly host, Lady Dawn. Fresh episodes will be up twice a week. Love and enjoy this new episode. The train arrived, but only the music was heard. Harold never really listened, therefore he lies scattered, and it can't be revered. His friend Matilda was no cookie either, and paid a steep price for never telling the truth, but only lies. Headphone Harold wore his headphones through the night and through the day. He said, "I'd rather hear my music than the dumb things people say." In the city's honking traffic, he heard trumpets instead of trucks. Down the quiet country back roads, he heard drums instead of ducks. Through the pattering springtime showers, he heard guitars instead of rain. Down the track at the railroad crossing, he heard the trombones, not the train. Matilda told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes. Her aunt, who from her earliest youth had kept a strict regard for truth, attempted to believe Matilda. The effort very nearly killed her, and would have done so had not she discovered this infirmity. For once, towards the close of day, Matilda, growing tired of play, and finding she was left alone, went tiptoe to the telephone, and summoned the immediate aid of London's noble fire brigade. Within an hour, the gallant band were pouring in on every hand, from Putney, Hackney Downs and Bow, with courage high and hearts aglow. They galloped, roaring through the town, "Matilda's house is burning down!" Inspired by British cheers and loud, proceeding from the frenzied crowd, they ran their ladders through a score of windows on the ballroom floor, and took peculiar pains to sauce the pictures up and down the house, until Matilda's aunt succeeded in showing them they were not needed. And even then she had to pay to get the man to go away. It happened that a few weeks later her aunt was off to the theater to see that interesting play, The Second Mrs. Tanqueray. She had refused to take her niece to hear this entertaining piece, a deprivation just and wise to punish her for telling lies. That's right. That night, a fire did break out. You should have heard Matilda shout. You should have heard her scream and bawl and throw the window up and call the people passing in the street. The rapidly increasing heat encouraged her to obtain their confidence, but all in vain. For every time she shouted, "Fire!" they only answered, "Little liar." And therefore, when her aunt returned, Matilda and the house were burned. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Story Zest. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Like, support and subscribe, it's for free, and with your support this podcast grows with glee. If you pin back your ears before bed with delight, good night, don't let the spiders bite. If you listen during the day, a little Story Zest is always a sunny ray. Questions or requests, leave a voice memo, send a DM on the gram to Story Zest, or mail me to storyzestladydawn@gmail.com if you will. Goodbye everybody, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen.